More than 700 homes and businesses from central Queensland to the southeast of the state continue to struggle. Some people are wondering whether they can go on after suffering two floods in 2 years. Others are pointing the finger at government planning decisions, with one devastated hotelier telling AM he's now considering legal action. And it's feared the death toll could rise to 6. Two men are missing after their car was found in floodwaters near Gatton. Annie Guest reports.
In the Lockyer Valley, hotelier Greg Walker is knee-deep in mud for the second time in 2 years.
This is just horrendous. I mean, twice in 2 years. I mean, I've been flooded out and I spent all my money last time, so I just don't know how I'm going to do it, actually, at the moment.
And deepening his despair, the Laidley hotel owner suspects less bad luck than bad management.
So I bought this hotel 25 years ago and was told it wasn't the flood zone. But somehow that's in a flood zone. So, as I said, so I probably will be looking at that too as well. I'll probably have to get some really good lawyers.
Greg Walker wants planning decisions scrutinised.
Why are they letting people build in these areas? There's so many new developments in lately that these have pushed the water down in different areas.
And you think that that flooding now is mostly due to the development that's been allowed to happen?
It seems to be that way because a lot of the houses up here are built up in the new areas, and the water that runs off just runs straight away, you know, and we just got so much more water through the main street of the town.
Greg Walker's pub is one of 100 flooded properties in the farming town and one of several thousand inundated across the state. But just 40 minutes east of Laidley, Ipswich was largely spared. Carol Hooper's carpet shop is in a low-lying part of the city.
I was very pleased that it hadn't got up into the showroom, but having it go onto the lower level was very disappointing also.
In 2011, water went over the roof. This time, she'd also feared the worst.
If I allow myself to think about it too much, really quite overwhelming. But at least it wasn't my home.
Do you have moments where you wonder whether you can go on with the business, given that this risk could come up again?
It's very difficult when you have a building that has been flooded, in that you can't really sell it. So the only other option is to keep going. And if I think about it too much, it does overwhelm me. So I've just got to be positive and think that, yep, we've got to move on. We've just got to move on with it.
Ipswich carpet shop owner Carol Hooper ending that report from Annie Guest.